Genesis chapter 25, the Bible tells us Jacob sought pottage and Esau came from the field and he was faint. Esau was faint. Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore his name was called Edom. Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I'm at the point to die. What profit shall this birthright do to me?" And he sold him his birthright. Then, in chapter 27, the Bible says, Esau heard the words of his father. He cried with a great exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, bless me even also, O my father. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and has taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. Behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. With corn and with wine have I sustained him. What shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said to his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Verse 41, Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, these days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. Esau was cheated. How many of you can recognize Esau was cheated? Jacob took advantage of Esau. And you have your Bibles open to Hebrews chapter 12 in verse number 16. Hebrews 12 verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, excuse me, for he found no repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. In Hebrews chapter 12, this verse, I want us to understand this idea. It's kind of sideways from what he's expressing here. Number one, if you look at Hebrews 12, the Bible calls Esau a profane person. This morning, we're looking at Esau as an example. We're looking to Esau today to teach us how we should be. Even though the Bible, Hebrews 12, shows Esau as a profane person, something we would not want to be, right? Lest there be, right? So he says, don't do that. But Esau's example of his life is something we should take note of and follow. How many of us in this room have been cheated? Anybody? How many of us in this room have been taken advantage of? How many of us in this room have made bad choices? Esau made bad choices, didn't he? Right? Here, the writer of Hebrews says he sold his birthright for a morsel of meat. It was his deal. He just asked his brother, hey, can we make another deal, some other deal? We know that God used the events of Genesis to work out his plan, that Jacob was renamed Israel and out of him came the tribes of Israel. We know that. We get it. But we have Esau being cheated and then getting angry. How many of us have been angry? How many of us have been bitter? How many of us, and don't raise your hand on this one because we have witnesses, how many of us have been cheated to the point where we said, I'm going to get you when the day comes. He says, I'm going to let this go for now, but I'm going to kill that guy because he's taking what's mine. So So Esau was bitter, he was angry, and he had a right. But Hebrews tells us there was no way for him to undo what was done. The first question I want to ask is this: is there anybody in our life that we are not willing to forgive? If somebody has offended us and they come to us and say, "I am sorry," are we Christian enough to forgive? And I know that there are some in our lives that's a high calling. To forgive them for what they've done to us and to say, "I forgive you." Now let me clarify something. By forgiving doesn't mean I'm inviting them to come in and be part of my life again. It just means I'm not letting the anger and the bitterness rule my life anymore. It just means that I'm not going to try to get even with them. I'm not going to try to balance the score, even the score. I'm just going to let it go. That's forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean I take them fishing and go shopping and have them at my table. Forgiveness means I'm not mad. I'm not going to get even with them anymore. By the way, it takes a while to not be mad about it, doesn't it? I say I'm not going to be mad about it. No, when a wound is healing, it takes time for that wound to heal. And the more we think about it, the more their name comes up in our lives, the more aggravated we get. But we initiate forgiveness by saying, "I forgive you." Even if they don't say they're sorry. But Esau could find of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Here's somebody, the picture is painted, comes to us and says, "I'm sorry, I'm really sorry." We see the genuine sorrow that they've got, the grief that they've got because they've hurt us, because they've cheated us, because they've offended us. And he sought it carefully with tears, and yet he couldn't be forgiven. Guys, is there anything that we're not willing to forgive people of? Because God's forgiven everything we've done. God forgave every one of my sins. I put my faith in God and I said, "God, I'm a sinner." He didn't say, "List them." He didn't say, "Which ones are you going to confess?" I said, "God, I am a sinner and I ask you of all my sins." And he wiped the slate clean. Washed in the blood. Forgiven, cleansed of all my sin. By the way, not just the ones I committed to that point, but all the ones I've committed since then. Washed in the blood of Jesus because I put my faith in God and asked for his mercy. He comes to us and asks for mercy. We better extend it the way God did to us. I know it's not easy, but it is a reflection or a sign of our Christianity. You say, "Well, when we forgive them, what do we have to do for them?" Nothing. Just stop trying to get even with them. Just stop bringing up the past. Stop throwing it in their face. See, Esau had this thing. He found no place of repentance, though he sought it with tears. Is there anything somebody could do? We make it impossible for them to get right. We hold it over their head. Right? Somebody say, "Well, you're going to hold this over my head?" Not as Christians. We don't hold it over their head. We don't say, "Well, remember when you did that?" We don't do that anymore. We just say yes or no. We cannot, we should not imprison them with their past. Couples come to me, one of them's messed up, and they say, "I'm going to get forward." And I say, "The only way you're going to get forward is if you forgive. If this just keeps coming up, I'll have them in there for years. They'll come in, they'll sit down, they'll still the same thing we talked about last time." Now what is that accomplishing? It's not accomplishing anything. You've got to forgive. You've got to release it. If you can't release that, if you can't let that go, look, then you're the problem. I know they're the offender, but you're the problem. What if we were the ones in that situation? What if I was the one that couldn't forgive? What if you were the one that people couldn't let go of their past? You keep bringing it up. What if we were the ones in that situation? I'm not told, I don't see anywhere in the Bible how long Esau was bitter. I see, he said, I'm going to mourn the death of my father, then I'm going to kill him. Right? Is that what he said? I'll slay him. He was going to kill his own brother because his own brother cheated him. He was angry. Look, up until this point, as the firstborn, he had the birthright. As the firstborn, he had the first right of inheritance. As the firstborn, when his father died, he would take over the enterprise. I'm telling you, Jacob had quite an enterprise. I mean, Esau had to inherit from Isaac quite an enterprise, right? That he had inherited from Abraham. Guys, we're talking multinational corporation, if you will. So many assets. Esau would have, he could have just inherited that and been in charge of it. That was his right. He sold it. Then he was cheated out of his blessing. He came to his father and he says, but father, because y'all remember the story, we didn't read it, but Jacob dressed up like Esau. How far did he go? He put goat skin, goat hair on his arms. Now see, I wouldn't have to do that. He put goat hair on his arms, and so he smelled like the woods. He was hairy like his brother, hair on his hands, put on his brother's clothes, changed his voice a little bit, right? His dad says, well, it kind of sounds like Jacob. Come here. And he smelled him. He said, well, you smell like Esau. You smell like a goat. And then he tasted the food, right? He told him, told Esau, go get me some venison. Well, his mama took a goat, made it work, and made it taste about the same. And so he tasted it. He said, well, it tastes the same. And so he was fooled. He was tricked because he was blind. And he blessed Jacob. And then Jacob leaves and Esau comes in and Esau brings the soup. And his dad says, I thought we already had this conversation. And Esau said, I just got here. He said, well, who was that? Remember, so Jacob cheated him. Esau had a right to be angry. Esau had a right to be bitter. I think we can all understand that. But how long was Esau bitter? How long do you hold the grudge? How long do you not forgive? You see, he sought repentance. He sought a way back. But let me tell you something. When you can't find the way back, you've got to find a way forward. Guys, we're never going to get back where we were. Especially today, right? We look at where we are today in this country and in this culture, in this day of coronavirus. Are we ever going to get back where we were? We thought we were. I remember when this first started, somebody said, how long do you think this is going to last? I mean, last year when it first started, I said, 3 weeks, it'll be done. Why? Because usually that's what happens. Man, we're what, 18 months into this now. And no closer to being free than we were when we were. And so, things are never going to be like they used to be. Never. We've lost friends over this. Families are in quarrels over this. There's fussing and disagreement. And it's going to get worse. By the way, this is not the only topic people disagree on, is it? But it'll get worse. My pastor, you're such an encouragement. Well, I try to be. Hey, how about when we used to, how many of you went to school, public school, and had to pledge in the Bible? Reading every morning. Anybody remember that in a public school? We're not going back to those days. When the president used to get up on the National Day of Prayer and pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ and have a National Bible Day, we're not going back to those days. I'm sorry. Wish we could. Hey, by the way, week-long revivals? Not even thinking about two-week-long revivals. Are we going back to those days? We could. We'll start tonight. See how many of you are here tomorrow. But guys, we can't go back to the way it was. We've got to find a way to go forward. We've got to find a way to work, and tomorrow work, and the next day work. You see, Esau was bitter, but he couldn't find a way back. He couldn't get his inheritance. He couldn't get his birthright. He couldn't go back to where it used to be when he didn't have to really think about it. All he had to do was just inherit it. But see, now he's got to do something. Now he's got to do something on his own. He's got to create his own way forward. I don't know how long Esau was bitter. I know Jacob left for a few days, the Bible says. His mom said, Jacob, you better get out of here for a few days. 20 years later, Jacob came home. 20 years. A few days turned into 20 years. And even when he returned, he was afraid. You see, he was the one that had cheated Esau. He was the one who had done the trickery. And so he had guilt, and that guilt was weighing on him. And as he started heading home, he thought about those words excuse me, that his mother had shared with him. And she said, Esau's going to get you. And he was still thinking 20 years later, Esau's going to get me. Esau's going to kill me. Esau's going to slay me. I cheated Esau. He's going to get even. He was carrying that weight, that burden, and he was weighed down by it. How many of us are weighed down by the guilt of yesterday? Guys, we're not going back. We can't undo what we've done. I wish I could go back and undo every mistake, every lie, every cheat, every sin I've ever committed. I wish I could go back and not do it. I can't. I can't go back and do it right this time. I must find a way forward. By the grace of God, He's washed my sins away. You see, I don't have to be that way anymore. I don't have to do those things anymore. Because I've got the grace of God in my life. The mercy of God, the anointing of God, the presence of God in my life. I don't have to go back, and you don't have to go back because we can't go back. We've got to find a way forward. Genesis chapter 33. I'm going to read this to you if you don't mind. Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came. And with him 400 men. Jacob divided the children to Leah and unto Rachel and two handmaids. You see, he thought if he put some of the kids with one mom and some of the kids with another mom, that if one group got killed, the other group might survive. He put the handmaids and their children foremost, Leah, her children after, Rachel and Joseph hindermost. He passed over before them, and he bowed himself to the ground 7 times and came near to his brother. Verse 4. Y'all have your Bibles in Genesis chapter 33? That's okay. You don't have to turn, but listen to verse 4. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him, fell on his neck, and kissed him. And they wept. Esau couldn't find a way back, but he found a way forward. Esau repented bitterly with tears, and he sought to get back what was taken from him, but he couldn't, but he found a way forward. Guys, we've got to find a way to go. We've got to find a way to go. All the news that we've got in our lives and the things that are happening in our lives, and I'm not talking about the stuff that affects the world. I'm talking about the stuff that affects you. The stuff that affects me. The stuff that affects us. And we can't go back and undo it. We've got to find a way to live with it. We've got to find a way to live in spite of it. And Esau wasn't bitter. And Esau didn't kill him. And Esau wasn't angry. You see, Jacob, we didn't read all this. Jacob had separated his family out, and there was a long line of all of his assets, herds and flocks and just so many of his assets and his people. Esau says to Jacob, what did you mean by all this? All this stuff you... Jacob says, it's for you. Living in guilt, living in fear, by the way, he had cheated Esau. So he felt like he owed it to him. Jacob says, I'm giving you all this. He says, I don't need it. I don't need what Daddy left to you. that should have been mine. I don't need what daddy left. I don't need an inheritance. What you brought back from the homeland. I found a way forward. I found a way to get by on my own without anybody else's help. He begged him to take it and he wouldn't take it. Finally, he says, fine, I'll take it. Receiving Christ, leaving our past behind to follow God, not continuing in bitterness and guilt, is how we find a way forward. Not languishing in the loss of what we've been. As I spoke to several people this week with bad reports from the doctor, the question was asked, why didn't they catch it sooner? Shouldn't they have noticed it? Yes. But what do you do with that? They didn't. Guys, we are where we are. We can't go back and change it. We can't go back and make it different. All we can do is set the path today. By surrendering to God, by putting our trust in Him, by saying, God, lead me, show me the way. Give me what I need to make it day by day. Finding a way to live, finding a way to thrive, finding a way to forgive. Because we've got to let it go. We've got to let go of all the wrong and all the hurt. And ask Him to let go of the way we've hurt Him. You know, we're not always going to be able to find a way back. And so we've got to find a way forward. I wish it was this way, so do I. But it is what it is. And so rather than dreaming and imagining and hoping, let's look at what we've got and deal with it. In faith, with God's help. By the way, with the brothers and sisters God's given us. We've got a great church. No one in this room or in our church should be going through this stuff alone. It's incredible to me. Somebody in the church says, I'm going through this. Somebody in the church has already been there. Or it's going through it at the same time. That's God's design. So no one has to go through it alone. Let's stand this morning. Maybe there's a burden you're carrying. You want to give it to the Lord right now from where you are. You just pray and say, God, I need your help. I need your help with this. Maybe you're here and you've never put your faith in Christ. But right now you can. From your heart to God's heart, would you pray and say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I've let you down. I know Jesus died for me. God, I trust you. I ask you to forgive my sins and save my soul. God, I want to live for you. I give my life to you. I pray that you'll use me and show me how to live in a way that pleases you. Because I can't find a way back, but I've got to find a way forward. I can't undo the situation I'm in, but I got to find a way to make it work. Would you trust God? Would you put your hope in Him this morning? This is your opportunity. You want to come to the altar and pray? I'll pray with you. Whatever you need right now. Won't you reach out and let God have His way? Jacob was still living under guilt, but Esau was no longer living in bitterness. What an incredible difference. All right. Appreciate your attendance, your attention this morning. Anything before we're dismissed? Glad you're here. Hope you'll come back tonight, 6 o'clock, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Let's pray for those who are out. We've got lots of people with different things going on. Again, just wash your hands and do the best you can, all right? All right. Pray for one another. We'll go to the Lord and dismiss a prayer. I'm going to ask you if you would, Brother Andy Keel, dismiss us, please.